I'm a songwriter and I've been writing songs for several years, and I really thought that other people were going to sing the songs that I wrote, but God put in my heart to sing the songs. So I came up with my new CD album called Archives of Praise, and it features 8 songs, such as Jesus, the One I Need, Jesus is Faithful, Holy, Holy is God, I've Got the Victory, We Are One, Glory to God, God's Praise is Glorious, Exalt You, Lord. So if you'd like to listen to some of the songs and purchase the CD album, please go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop tab at the top and search for Archives of Praise CD album. And it's on sale for only $15. And I pray that all the songs will bless and minister to you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Today, the message is entitled, Step Out into the Deep. Stepping out requires you to move forward. Take a step forward. Imagine you're standing in one position. In order for you to move, you've got to pick up one leg and step out from your standing position you're in and place your foot in front. Once you move one foot forward, the other foot will follow. And before you know it, you're walking, constantly taking steps forward. But this forward movement was the result of first stepping out. Similar to stepping out with your feet and moving forward via walking, you also must step out of your past and move into your future. Stepping out of your past means not allowing past decisions and past mistakes to dictate and determine how you will live in the future. For example, just because you smoked pot in high school and made poor grades as a result doesn't mean you have to keep smoking pot today. You must make a decision to stop smoking pot so it doesn't continue to destroy your brain cells and hinder your cognitive processes. Another example is just because you had premarital sex doesn't mean you have to keep having it. If you continue to have premarital sex, there is a high probability that you will contract the STD and AIDS. Therefore, you must analyze and reach the conclusion that it is not worth getting an STD or AIDS and make a decision to stop having premarital sex. The first step in stepping out into the deep is to decide to stop engaging in negative behavior. You have to make a decision. This requires a renewing of your mind, which is a constant process. Romans 12, 1 through 2 says, I appeal to you therefore, brethren, and beg of you in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, wholly devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. It also takes determination. Determination means to make a firm decision to do something. Determination requires stability of the mind, emotions, and spirit. Once you make a decision to follow Jesus Christ, you will not allow anyone or anything to cause you to turn back and follow the worldly standards of living. You will follow Christ regardless of the cost. Luke 9:2 says, No man having put his hand to the plow and looks back to the things behind is fit for the kingdom of God. God desires for all of His children to move forward. You know, when you plow land, you are constantly taking steps forward. You are focused on forward movement, pressing forward to the next step, never looking back. One step forward automatically leads to the next step if you are determined to go to the next step. As you go from one step to the next step, you will constantly grow in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of the Word of God. Colossians 1:9-14 says, For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Discipline is also an important key ingredient to stepping out into the deep. Discipline means self-control. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for Him and patiently lean yourself upon Him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. God will deal with the evil one who seeks to distract, steal, kill, and destroy you. He will execute judgment and righteousness on your behalf. And he'll see to it that the evil one gets what he deserves, because God says in his word that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It is essential to exercise self-control in our lives to maintain holiness, sanctification. We can't be guided by our emotions and natural minds. We can't get up and pray, study when we feel like it, or go to church when we feel like it. We must die, not give in to our human feelings and desires, and accept and embrace God's ways and desires, which are found in His Word. We must dedicate our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God. And this sacrifice is ongoing throughout our lives. We must follow God's will and ways for our lives rather than our own will and ways. God and His Word must guide us. Our submission and obedience to His Word will bring about positive change in our lives, spiritually, mentally, and physically. God's Word is our source for change, our tool to effect change in others, and our guide for empowerment and prosperity. Do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, your thoughts dictate your actions and your attitudes. And Proverbs 23:7 says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It is important to align your thoughts with God's thoughts found in His Word. When you speak positively, passionately, and in the present tense, then this activates the forces of your human spirit to lay hold of the spirit and power of God. Proverbs 12:24 says, The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slothful will be put to forced labor. And Deuteronomy 28:1-2 says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come to thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God." Another key ingredient to stepping out into the deep is diligence. We have to be diligent. Diligence means consistent. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile." Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the reward of them that diligently seek him." It is important to be consistent in prayer, reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God on a regular basis, developing what I call the PRSM method, which is praying, reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God. And when you develop the PRSM method, you will undoubtedly grow in knowledge and understanding of the Word of God and develop a close relationship with Jesus Christ. Your rewards will be immeasurable. Psalm 119:4 says, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." So we have to be consistent in obeying God's word, the whole word of God, which includes the Ten Commandments and other commandments in the Bible, such as 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Leave your past behind. It is essential that you leave your past so that you can move forward in your life and discover and fulfill your God-given destiny. Philippians 3:13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for prosperity and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." Don't be hesitant about leaving your past, staying in your present condition of comfort. You must step out so you can step up. Then God can elevate you. When you step out, you step up. Notice the word elevate is present tense. Because when you step out and step up, God can elevate you. Elevate is in the present tense. Therefore, God will continue to elevate you throughout your life. But you must submit to God's will and way instead of your own will and way of doing. Don't hold on to your plan, but accept and adopt God's plan for your life. Psalm 143:10 says, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." How many of you know that God's plan for your life is the best plan for your life? You are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself, the chief cornerstone. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. In order for you to accept and adopt God's plan for your life, there must be a shifting. A shift from a spirit of pride into a spirit of humility. A shift from a lack of mentality into an abundant mentality. Because in John 10:10 it says, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance, to the full, till it overflows." In order for you to accept and adopt God's plan for your life, there must be a shifting, a shift from a negative attitude into a positive mindset about yourself. You are not flawless, but you can change your attitude by accepting and believing how God views you as fearfully and wonderfully made, beautiful, God's delight. You are God's delight. You are beautiful. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Isn't that awesome? Just to really think about that alone is truly awesome. There must be a shift from a victim mentality into a victor mentality. Philippians 4:13 says, "I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency." And Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice." Psalm 34:4 says, "I sought, inquired of the Lord, and required him of necessity and on the authority of his word, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their distress and troubles. In order for you to accept and adopt God's plan for your life, there must be a shifting, a shift from toxic relationships to righteous associations. People are like elevators. They take you up, take you down, or get you stuck. Your associations can shipwreck your faith, take you off your God-given course, and lead you on the path of destruction. So I challenge you to step out into the deep, starting today. Step out into the deep and accept and adopt God's plan for your life. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. We hope that you've been encouraged by the message. And I've written a new book to help you discover how valuable you are to God. It's entitled, You Are God's Masterpiece. And I will send you the ebook as a gift when you make a donation to help us to continue to teach the Word of God via radio that's transforming the lives of men and women for the glory of God and helping people move forward and experience healing and restoration, knowing that the good work that God has begun in them, He will complete. It is our way of saying thanks for your partnership in this ministry that is changing lives around the world. Please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the donation partnership tab at the top. Or you can email us at wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you, and God bless you.